This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has weighed in on Denver's referendum battle over flavored nicotine products. Voters will decide in November whether to keep a flavor ban in the city. The billionaire gave $1.5 million last month to an anti-nicotine campaign called Denver Kids vs. Big Tobacco. Supporters of the flavor ban now have a 4-to-1 fundraising advantage. Colorado congressional Democrats say the federal government shutdown is hitting airports hard, including at Denver International. Flights at DIA have been delayed up to 40 minutes this week. During a press call yesterday, Democratic lawmakers blamed President Donald Trump and Republicans for keeping the government closed and disrupting air travel. Representative Diana DeGette says staffing shortages at DIA are getting worse and TSA agents are stretched thin.
They're now working mandatory 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. That cannot continue, and to have safe aviation.
The FAA says it may have to limit takeoffs and landings nationwide if staffing shortages get worse. More than 13,000 air traffic controllers are working without pay. Congressional Republicans want Democrats to vote to fund the government before any negotiations over health care subsidies, the issue Democrats are focused on. Homes and businesses in part of the Boulder County town of Nederland were evacuated very early this morning while firefighters battled a blaze in a shopping center. The large fire started at Caribou Village Shopping Center. The center is home to several small businesses and a local grocery store. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.